I started with sunshine. You wouldn't think to find it in the cabinet, the bottom shelf, collecting at the bottom of a bag of onions. But there it is, the skins that I peel off before chopping. Watch your fingers, watch your eyes fill with tears. I make sauce or pasta that my brother won't eat, and my mother makes stock with the chicken she found in the fast-emptying shelves at the store. But the skins, hold on to those. Save them, pile them up like sheets of crinkled paper, until you have enough for two handfuls and some retraced steps between the cabinet and the counter to pick up what fell. Sweep the skins into the pot and cover them with water, let's say half full. The pot goes on the stove at medium heat. Stir when you remember. Turn the heat down to low. Watch the color appear, clear and orange, and look, Mom, come look at the color. I add a towel now, scoured and soaked, so the fibers can soak in the color. Imagine sitting in the sun after jumping in the lake, water still sparkling on your arms, legs, and belly. Your skin seems to drink in the sun all the more thirstily when still dripping wet. There's science to it, but it's poetry too. The fabric turns yellow instantly, almost, and there's your sunshine. It's one of the purest forms of magic I have ever seen. Golden and yellow, the color of the car on the way home for dinner, the slanted beams bending the walls of your room in the hour before dark.